Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Sadako and the Thousand Paper Cranes by Eleanor Corr. Narrated by Christina Moore.
Prologue. Sadako and the Thousand Paper Cranes is based on the life of a real little girl who lived in Japan from 1943 to 1955. She was in Hiroshima when the United States Air Force dropped an atom bomb on that city in an attempt to end World War II. 10 years later, she died as a result of radiation from the bomb. Her courage made Sadako a heroine to children in Japan. This is the story of Sadako. Chapter 1. Good Luck Signs. Sadako was born to be a runner. Her mother always said that Sadako had learned to run before she could walk. One morning in August 1954, Sadako ran outside into the street as soon as she was dressed. The morning sun of Japan touched brown highlights in her dark hair. There was not a speck of cloud in the blue sky. It was a good sign. Sadako was always on the lookout for good luck signs. Back in the house, her sister and two brothers were still sleeping on their bed quilts. She poked her big brother, Masahiro. "Get up, lazy bones," she said. "It's peace day." Masahiro groaned and yawned. He wanted to sleep as long as possible, but like most 14-year-old boys, he also loved to eat. When he sniffed the good smell of bean soup,